Thank you so very much. I appreciate Brother Ring and his ministry, his family, and excited for what God will continue to do through them. Tatiana Cordero, a young lady out of this church, serves there in Porto Alegre, Brazil, so you may remember that name. And she's helped out in a number of these church plants, and we're excited for our connection through her as well. If you would, take your Bibles and go with me tonight to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. It is our habit here at FBT to walk through these verses before we participate in the Lord's Supper. I believe it's important for us to have a proper understanding of why we do this and what it means and what it does not mean. And so if you're here with us tonight, perhaps as a first-time visitor or visiting from here in this area, we're glad to have you tonight, but we're going to participate in the Lord's Supper, and I'll say a few things in preparation for it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul is writing to the local church there in Corinth, and he rehearses a number of things from the interactions that the Lord Jesus Christ had with his disciples. We believe that the Lord was that first shepherd, and he had that first called out assembly. And so the Apostle Paul rehearses these things here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Look with me, if you would, at verse number 23, 1 Corinthians 11. In verse number 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." Again, the Apostle Paul is rehearsing the importance of participation in this supper table and reminding them of the importance of what the Lord Jesus Christ did in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. I want to encourage you on several planes tonight. And I want to direct your attention to several important key factors in communion. First of all, here at FBT, we believe that communion is a church ordinance. So it's not vested in me as the pastor or vested in my ordination as a pastor. The authority to participate in communion is given to the local church, and they have designated me to be able to direct our deacons in passing out our elements for communion. And so we believe that it is a local church ordinance. And each local church has the obligation to be able to give forth communion at different times throughout the year. We also understand that it's for the purpose of remembering what the Lord did when he sacrificed himself on the cross of Calvary. You and I have been blessed with the opportunity to live in an area in which we find many memorials to men and women that have done great things on behalf of our nation. We could travel just a few miles away in our nation's capital, and we could see a number of those areas, and we could reflect on what those men and women did that we might be free in this country. Well, God directed us not to a statue and not to an item that is made with hands. He directed us to a supper table, as he did with his disciples there on that night after they concluded the last Passover. In the last Passover, they were recognizing the lamb that was shed in the land of Egypt. And the Bible says that the Passover angel would pass over their homes if the blood was applied to the doorposts of their home. So we don't look back to that lamb, but we look to the lamb. And it is an opportunity for us to remember what the Lord did. It's a memorial that's set up. And again, it's not made with hands. It's not made with stone and wood. But it is a time to reflect with both the bread and the juice in both the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this tonight is not a sacrament. It does not in any way help you in your issue of salvation. It's not as though participating tonight will add to what you've done or even give you eternal life. This is a time of memorial. It is a time of remembrance. In no way, shape, or form does the juice transform into anything else. The bread does not transform into anything else. As I participate in the bread, I recognize the body of the Lord. And the body of the Lord was given, and was given that we might go free. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ was shed, again, that we might go free. And as we participate with the cup and the juice that is therein, we think of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed, that we might be saved from our sins. So first we understand that it is given to the local church and the authority of the local church. We secondly understand that it is a time of remembrance and does not assist me in any way, shape, or form in my salvation. It's not a sacrament. It's not an additional part of saving grace. No, the Bible says we're all saved by grace through faith, and it is not of works, lest any man should boast. We also understand that it's important for every person that participates in the Lord's Supper to examine themselves. You say, Pastor, what is the requirement for me to participate? Well, first of all, you need to know for sure that you're on your way to heaven. The appropriate position, the appropriate participant for anyone in this area of communion is to know, first of all, that they have received Jesus Christ as their Savior. If there be anyone tonight that would say, you know what, I've not made that decision yet, then it would be best for you to allow the cup and the bread to pass by. As we recognize that it's for those that have trusted Christ as their Savior and that they are remembering what Jesus Christ has done, it's not only for the purpose of those that have trusted Christ, but the Bible also says that it is for those that are living in right standing with the Lord. And in just a few moments, we'll have a time of private prayer, and I would encourage each one to just say to the Lord, Lord, search me, know me, see if there be any wicked way in me. And take that opportunity as God searches your heart. If there's some matter that's lingering in your life that you're holding on to and unwilling to confess or repent, then even as a believer, it's best for you to allow the juice and the bread to pass by. It's interesting in the passage, the Bible says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So during the time of private prayer, I'd encourage you to just pray and say, Lord, search me and know my heart. And if there's some matter that comes to your mind and you know that it's keeping you out of that right standing with your Heavenly Father, then again, it's best if it would pass by. The Apostle Paul even references the fact that there were many in Corinth that knew the Lord, but they were participating in this in an unworthy fashion. And he says, there are those that are sickly among you because they've done this. And there were even those that had passed away because of the seriousness and the nature of participating in the Lord's Supper. And so we come to this time in a very serious manner. I encourage parents that if your children have trusted Christ as their Savior and that they would understand the seriousness of this time, then I encourage parents to direct their children and to be able to participate with us tonight if you as a parent believe that it is wise for them to participate. Also want to encourage each one that as the juice and the bread are passed and we're back to kind of pre-COVID arenas here where we can use the original type of bread and cup. And as the music is played, would you take time to be very serious and very centered on what Christ did on the cross of Calvary, that each one of us might be free from our sins. And so it is a very contemplative time. And every time I participate in the Lord's Supper, I'm reminded somewhat of the tomb of the unknown soldier and the signs that are there in Arlington Cemetery and how respectful they desire people to be. And so I pray that this will not be a talk time, that this will not be a share time, but a time in which we reflect on God's gift of His only begotten Son. I would ask you to bow your head and close your eyes at this time, and we will offer a time of private prayer. And as our deacons prepare for the time of passing out the elements, I'd ask you to just pray privately, and then I'll close with a public prayer in just a few moments. Would you go before the Lord and just ask Him to search your heart and know you tonight?